Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. The Holy Spirit is awesome, and He's mightily moving. He's on the move. The Holy Spirit is, He has a plan for us, a plan for you. And He's, and God is mightily moving by His Spirit. I love Him. You know, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, it outmatches everything a man can come up with. And I thank God for His wisdom and His logic and His love. Now today I want to clarify some things that the Lord has put on my heart, because He loves us so much. The Lord has already, Jesus already did the work, the hard part. He died in our place. He didn't die for nothing. He died to satisfy the justice of God and legally redeem us back to God, so that we could all have a fair chance at life. Because Adam, our first ancestor of man, Adam, we remember if God made it clear that everything produces after its type. When Adam chose to sin, that means a sin nature was inside of all of his children. And I want to make some things clear. If Adam had had children while he was, before he sinned, those children would still be alive. They wouldn't die unless they do the same kind of sin or some kind of sin. Sin is what destroys. It takes away life. Sin is not an accident. It's a choice that you act on. Now, that set something in motion that couldn't be reversed. The Lord had to come and die for us. And ever since the Lord had a plan, He made up His mind and He made a covenant that concerned Adam, that the seed of woman would crush the serpent's head. And the serpent's head would bruise the foot of the seed of woman. Now, Satan wanted to stop this process. When you study Genesis, there was so much activity against that. The enemy, Satan, had fallen angels. They used to be angels, but they fell when Satan fell. And they selected women and married them and had children. The children were giants. Now, in this life, most people on earth have never seen a giant, a real giant, not the one with that disease that they get about 7 feet tall, but I'm talking about the 10-foot, 15-foot giants. And they were very strong. When they went to get the promised land, they found giants in the land. They felt like grasshoppers. These were the children of fallen angels. They lived before and after the flood. The enemy was trying to stop Jesus from coming. Now, Jesus came anyway, because God made a covenant. God kept His word to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. David prophesied about Jesus coming. Job prophesied about Jesus coming. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they talked about the Son of Man. King Nebuchadnezzar saw the fourth man in the fire, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to redeem us back to God, to keep us from death, hell, and the grave. Now, we got to believe on what He already done for us. So, to help people see and hear and know these things and benefit from it, the Lord called people to the ministry. And ministers are supposed to do a perfect work. They're supposed to do a work that God would give them individually to do. But sad to say, most preachers traditionalize their ministry. If they followed God, their ministry would be much more productive and greater. It'll be beyond the control of tradition. See, tradition has a control. It has a narrative that doesn't grow sometimes. Sometimes people do things the same way again and again. You know, since this virus has been out, people have been interrupted. And now you need to rethink. This is a time to go before the Lord as an individual, as a family, especially as an individual, and seek the Lord. Not something, it's not some other religion. I'm talking about seeking the Lord himself through Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ came to save us from death, which is anti-life, hell, which is damnation, and the grave, which is everlasting damnation. And he did this for us. He went to the lowest part of hell. Hell has many compartments, and the deeper you go, the worse it gets. Some people are avid sinners. They hate God, they hate man, and they act like they hate God and they hate man. They sell drugs to people, they lie, they cheat, they steal, they commit adultery, they kill for money. Even small amounts of money, some people will kill. Their heart is full of hatred. And if they die, they go to a deeper part of hell, and they're tormented forever. Now, the demons that tempt people to do wrong, they're not your friends. When you die, they will laugh at you. They'll say, you should have got saved. They say, you're stupid. And then they'll scratch your eyes out. They'll torment you. That's why Jesus said, don't go to hell. The fire is never quenched. It's always hot. It's always evil. It stinks. I mean, it smells like sulfur. Sulfur smells like fart. That's what hell smells like. It smells like sulfur. Gunpowder. It smells terrible. It smells like fart. It stinks. Now, I like to give you an image of what it's like. You're never going to drink water again. It's going to be hot. The fire's never quenched. And then the worm never died. These are demons that torment people. And they continue to do so. And you have people that practice witchcraft and Illuminati and all types of Wiccans and false religious people. The demons that lure people into those bondages, they're not your friends. People think they got power because they sacrifice to demons and they can do things that ordinary people can't. But the same demons that they're playing with are going to torment them forever. Now, Jesus came to save us and rectify things and bring us back. You don't go in the way of darkness. That's something to be saved from. This is why damnation is ahead of everybody that's already judged. People focus on, well, you don't need to judge me. God said don't judge. You're already judged. You already have a death sentence. If you choose life through Jesus Christ, you're immune to the death sentence. You're not going to die. Salvation is real because damnation is real. Damnation is real. It's waiting on you. Damnation begins, it exists as long as you're not a Christian. You've got a death sentence ahead of you. And as long as your body works, you're delayed from the gross darkness of the death sentence. But when your body stops working, no matter how wealthy you are, no matter how beautiful you are, no matter how things are going, everything goes to your favor. Sometimes people have such a wonderful time on this planet. Things are going their way, they think. And then one auto accident, one stray bullet, one broken artery. You know, that can be a condition in your body that's about to stop working. And then you're thrust into eternity. Now, recently the Lord said many people are about to be thrust into eternity. This means that it's some kind of war. Something's going to happen. A lot of people are going to be thrust into eternity. And I've talked about prophecy, things that God had prophesied to me about, things that he gave me to let people know that it's at the door. The war, there's a man named Henry Gruber. He had three war visions from God about the Russia-Chinese attack. And a year ago, a little over a year ago now, the Lord said it's at the door. He gave me two dreams. And the night before I went to sleep, he said the war visions of Henry Gruber are about to happen. So I didn't want to think about that. I just went to sleep. And then I had two dreams. And the meaning of the dream was that it's at the door. Now, look at the grace of God. It's been, that was April of 2019. Here it is, May of 2020. God has graced us with another year. And some people will say, well, this not, it didn't. It don't seem to be at the door because it didn't happen. Think about the grace of God. God doesn't want to lose people. And he told me that many people are about to be thrust into eternity so that I could pray, so that I could warn people before they are thrust into eternity. A lot of people are about to be caught off guard, and they're going to die. Those that love God and they're saved through Jesus Christ, they'll live forever. And that's what I hope for you. Those that never made Jesus Lord of their life and those who have strayed away from him, they're going to be thrust into eternity, but their eternity will be damnation. Remember, salvation is real because damnation is real. Jesus came to save us from damnation, which is real. There are people you know that have died. They didn't make Jesus Lord. They lived like they didn't make him their Lord, and now they're dead, and they can't come back. They wish they could. They wish they could go back and listen to the preachers, and they can't. And they've died. They've gone on. And their whole future is damnation. Unfortunately, damnation is real. But fortunately, Jesus Christ made the difference so that you don't have to go and spend eternity in hell. You can live with Jesus, with God, through Jesus Christ. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Easy to remember. Newlivingletters.com. And you can hear this broadcast. It's there for you to be a blessing. And people need to know what's happening and what time it is. This is high time to get saved. Not only get saved, but learn and grow and follow God. Don't do like people who say they're saved and then they go back to the beggarly ways of the world and live in darkness. Your life is very precious to God. That's why Jesus came to save you from damnation. But he can't do it by himself. You got to believe on him. It's illegal for God to let you go to heaven and you didn't get saved. Your salvation is not up to God. It's up to you now. Jesus died so that you can be saved. And if you have been sinning and doing evil, and you feel like God don't want you, that's not true. He died for you. He loves you. Your sins will not stop you, God, from saving you. If you believe on Jesus from the heart, the angels in heaven will rejoice the moment you get saved, and God will forget your sins. The consequence of your sins will remain. If you robbed and stole, when the police find out, you're going to jail. If you elude the police and they don't put you in jail, then the laws of sowing and reaping have been activated by you, and somebody's going to rob and steal from you. You're going to be punished just like you dished it out. It's going to come back to you. Remember Apostle Paul, when he was a Pharisee named Saul. He was Pharisee Saul before he was Apostle Paul. God changed his name. But he threw Christians in jail thinking he was doing God's will. And after he got saved, people put him in jail. See, the laws of sowing and reaping remain. But God will forgive you of your sin and save you from it. You'll still go to heaven. And we got a lot of our Bible because Paul had to write from jail to churches that he couldn't go to. So you don't give up on God. Don't think that God hates you. He's not like man. His love runs much deeper than man's. Remember this. Damnation is real. Damnation is certain. But salvation is more powerful. God saved you with a more powerful salvation so you can avoid damnation. And God will forgive you when men will not. And the people that you've done wrong, you know, if they want God to save them, they're going to have to forgive you. In fact, the people that did you wrong, a lot of times people get off on the wrong track because somebody did. They hurt them, and then they go out hurting people. You're not justified by hurting anybody. You're going to pay for your sins. But if you get saved, then you will be included in the family of God, the kingdom of God. God will recognize you. He loves you, and he will help you. But you got to forgive others. Just like you want God to forgive you, you got to live by the living love of God. Damnation is terribly real, but salvation is more real. And he loves you. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to be. And everybody that put off getting saved, you really didn't want God in your life. Well, when you're thrust into eternity, you're not going to have God in your life, and whatever happens to you is basically up to Satan. You wanted to be without God, you're going to go to a place where there's no God to you that can help you. On earth, anybody can start seeking God. And they can find him through Jesus Christ. Some people seek God, but they can't find him. Salvation is through Jesus Christ. If you ever forget that, you'll end up in hell. And if you believed on Jesus Christ, don't go back to darkness. Don't go back to doing things that got you in trouble. Fill your heart with the word of God so that you won't believe lies and the persuasions of people that don't care about the things of God. And remember, your family. Jesus said in these days, your enemy would be in your own house. When people get saved, they do that as an individual. And it's always been this way, but now it's more prominent. People's hearts are much harder. And when people get saved and the people that don't get saved, sometimes they get angry and frustrated against the people that did get saved. Why? Because they love the world system. And they're not willing to leave it. And when people get saved, they provide you with example. They remind you of God. When people don't want God in their thinking, they get offended against people that love God. So when you get saved, don't expect an entourage of people that's happy for you. Sometimes some people are born into families where more people are Christians and they're happy for you. And it rejuvenates the relationship, and you understand what it was like to be a sinner and disconnected versus reconnected to the life of God. And it's important to know him, to go forward, to learn to rely on it. And he cares about not only you but everybody, even the people that did you wrong. So if you want to follow God and do it right, you got to do what Jesus said. And then you'll be able to do all the wonderful things of life. And you won't be, if you fill your heart with the word of God, you can rise above the pressure of this world and all the evil that's in this world. You can live far beyond it. You don't have to go to the beggarly elements of this world anymore. God loves you and he cares about you. And every aspect of your life is very important. If you take time and get to know the Lord and do his will, do his perfect will, you're going to learn some things you never known before. Now, God loves you. He loves you very much. And he cares about every aspect of your life, not just your future. He's not just the God who gets you out of damnation, but he saved you again from death, hell, and the grave. Death is not just you dying. It's the things that cause you to die. Death. When married people stop talking and communicating, their marriage is dying. When they stop involving God in their lives, when they stop praying for each other, their marriage begins to die. When people stop communicating and stop praying for each other, their relationship, whether it's friendship, brother and sister, family members, the relationship will start decaying. When you stop taking care of your house, your natural house that you live in, it will start falling apart. But when you receive the love of God in your heart, the living, wonderful love of God inside your heart, you, the process of life is thriving in you. And that life will cause you, my friend, to flourish just like a flower. And Jesus came to give you life, abundant life, rich, abundant, wonderful life. All forms of prosperity is in it. Remember, in the kingdom of God, everything works from the life of God. If you have love in you, you seek to help people and be a blessing. You live a life that God can truly bless. And if you follow on to know God, you become stronger and stronger in life. And you come to a point where you can help people. You live a life that God can reward. Now, people preach prosperity. You send in this money to this preacher, and God will bless you. God will bless you anyway. You don't have to send your last dime to a preacher. Now, there are times that God will bless people when they, if God put it in your heart to give at a certain, and you act on that obedience, yeah, God can do that. But that's not the way of life. The way of life is loving everybody. The love of God will have you to work as unto God on your job, to seek to be a blessing, a problem solver on your job. Do what your boss asks you to do. Do the work that's required. Don't steal. Don't hide and go to sleep. Don't be lazy and half do your job. See, this is real prosperity. And then when you pay tithes because you love God, you're doing something that God can honor. You're living a life God can honor. You're involving God in your life. And you're tithing to help promote the ministry, not just to make a preacher rich. Ministry costs a lot of money. And when you're helping people do, you have to find a good church. They are out there. There are churches where they have pastors that really love the people. The people don't have as much money. Some churches are just getting started. And there are pastors that really do love God. They love the people. They're not trying to live off the people. They're trying to get people in heaven like I'm doing. And then when you give and bless them, God will honor that. Now, if you send me money and I just go and buy a new car off your money, and God's not going to reward that. And then I'll be in trouble with God for deceiving you into taking care of me instead of me. If I ask you for money to help me do the radio and I spend it for something else, then I can bring damnation on myself. I'm not going to do that. When people help me in the name of helping me spread the gospel, that's what I'm going to use the money for. I have to make sure the money goes where I ask for it to go to. And I love people. I'm not trying to sham people out of their money. And there are preachers out there that love people. They want to do the right thing. They're not trying to get rich off people. They're trying to be a blessing to people. And you have to find, if you want to find a good church, you're going to have to go in prayer and pray and let God guide you. I asked my pastor once, I said, how do you know when God's talking to you? He said, primarily, this is what he said. Primarily, God will speak to you through the word. And then he can speak to you in your spirit. He can speak to you through preaching, through others. He didn't say preaching, but he said primarily through the word. He can speak to you in your spirit, and he can speak to you through people. Now, when I'm asking the Lord my questions, and I believe him for the answer, I don't go asking everybody what they think. I let God send whoever he wants to use to answer my question, if he wants to use a person. Sometimes he may give me a dream. You may be praying about a church and the Lord calls you to dream. You'll see a church sign. You'll see a sign of a church. and you'll know that that's where God is guiding you. Everything that the Lord is doing, and everything he's done his part. And then he raised up people to minister the gospel so that we can avoid damnation. It's a serious thing. There are so many people that didn't go to heaven because they rejected salvation. You have to understand, those that reject salvation, they allow damnation to remain in their life. Damnation is all, you don't have to do anything to go to the world of the dead to experience damnation. You just don't get saved. But those who get saved, they live forever. They beat the system. They beat the demonic system of this world. And they have eternal life. But Jesus came to give us life, and that life that he came to give us is more abundant. And we need to know him. We need to understand him. We need to receive what he's saying so that we can go forward, so that we can live. And also, see, when we come to life, when we receive life and we enjoy the love of God, we love God, we love his word, we love his people, then blessings start mounting up on our lives instead of damnation, instead of the trouble of this world, death, hell, and the grave. Jesus came to save us from that. But we live his life, and we live by his influence. And that's how we rescue other people, so that they can live forever. Damnation is real, but salvation is more real. And when it comes to people judging you, we're already judged. But if we judge ourselves, we won't be judged. If we receive salvation, we beat the system of damnation. Damnation is another system. It's a system. People that don't get saved, they don't see the benefit of salvation. They don't value salvation. They never experience damnation in its full entirety. They just experienced a few negative happenstances in their life that can last a lifetime, but that's wonderful compared to eternal damnation. But when people don't know God, they don't value the things of God. And because they don't value the things of God, they stay in the course of the system of damnation. And they end up lost. They didn't want God in their life. They didn't want to do God's will. They didn't want to take time and learn his ways. So the enemy seduced them, and they'll experience the full entirety of damnation, especially if they're wicked. But God loves us. And you come out of damnation, in the course of damnation, by your faith, because your faith overcomes the world. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Invite people to the website, newlivingletters.com, so that they may also partake and live. I like to make people aware so that they don't be destroyed. Every soul is precious, not just people that are good, but also people that are evil. God loves them too, but he can't help them if they won't receive it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.